Hey guys, thank you for tuning in with me, April Autumn on Anchor. Well, you can connect with me on Instagram as well with the same name. Just add APRILAUTUMN12 and you can connect with me there also. Well, today I'm going to talk about the things you find when you are just cleansing your cupboards. Okay, so why I'm using the word cleansing, you know, when you will open your cupboard, even you are the tidiest person in the world, you are going to find something in your cupboard which is of no use, but you love it and you have kept it because only you know what it is all about, what memories it holds for you. So you only know that. Just go in the corner of the cupboard and you will find something. It's there. Whenever you will be watching it, seeing it, feeling it, you are going to be hit with lots of memories on a go. With the flow. There are so many things like that, you know, happens, and I just love to hear those stories from you, so do share with me. Now I'm going to share a story with you which happened with me. In the same way, I was just cleaning my cupboard, cleansing it in a tidiest possible way ever. Again, I found something which was around 13 years back, I guess 11, 13 years back, and the hobby or the passion of writing have been there in my life since then. What happened is, late back then we went to Ratnagiri, a city in Maharashtra which has an oceanical view, scenery, and it's very famous, and still I'm in love with that coast. Okay, it is a very good place to visit. If you are going to come to India or you're Indian, you shall visit the place for sure and make yourself very, very happy. Okay, yeah, so I was in standard second or third or what, I just don't remember when, but I could make out my handwriting. I wrote with the ink pen, everything, you know, what we saw with it, how the water was doing kalkar, and everything, what the much vocabulary I was having then. That was awesome to know that since then I love writing everything, every experience. I like to just jot it down on the paper, and just it feels amazing. Now I realize how amazing that is, you know. If I won't have wrote anything, nothing, I wouldn't have recollected, I wouldn't have not haven't been memory to cherish right now. Otherwise, to tell you guys that you also write, I know that some of you may be photographers, writers, so you have your own way to capture the moments. So right as of now also, and late back then, it wasn't possible to capture every single moment, every single feeling in the form of photograph. As you guys know, when I run my YouTube channel, I always say that this is low budget production, so please bear with me. But I'm still going on with it because content is very important, I feel. The camera will come later on, I will be sharing more good qualities videos, and I will be preferably editing it and just posting it up. But as of now, the smartphone is going to work for me, and doing something is always good than doing nothing, you know. So that's a great start. So you can just go there also and follow me on Rushali K. There you are going to find me and know my views. So okay, let's come back to the topic again. So just I felt so awesome. I wrote with the ink pen then, and I wrote everything. Who was with me? What we saw? which temple we visited over there. How beautiful the sunset we saw was wonderful to see. It was amazing, you know. I just recollected each and every moment, and that was amazing and blessed feeling to you know, cherish, to experience. And there are lots of things you're going to find in cupboard besides all those stuffs. So in coming up segments as well, I will be sharing more views, more stories, more, lots more things that you and I will be find inspiring, and we'll learn from it, and we'll do something with it and spread love and spread happiness. I hope you like this podcast with me, April Lauren. Thanks for tuning in again, and I will be catching with you guys, especially you, very, very soon. Thank you. Everybody, how are you? I hope you guys are doing well, and it's around 3 o'clock here, and wherever you are, I hope you are having an amazing day, as my brother is looking much more gorgeous and happy. He's the puppy now. Today oh my god, he just gets so angry when I call him Barbie. He's just looking at me like a superwoman. No, 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 no. Wonder Woman. No, 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 no. He's looking at me like an
superwoman.
Human being, man. So simple. Am I being stupid? Am I being stupid? No.
Yes.
Well, today I'm laughing a lot, and the mossum. What does the mossum mean? Mossum is just an atmospheric climate. The climate is cloudy over here.
I have to say something. She's a slime.
Yeah, so coming back to the topic, I'm just gonna share with you which is my favorite quote. Okay? So it is the quote said by Rumi, and the saying goes like this: raise your words, not voice. It's rain that grows flowers and not thunder. So why I love this quote is that because it teaches what real wisdom about life is. We feel that shouting at someone will solve the problems, but that's not the way. And getting angry and being worried a lot affects us. It really, really affects us. You know, the anger first burns us inside, and then it burns the things around. So first it affects us, and that's very important. It undeniably makes us afraid of the situation. And the anger, some way or the other way, affects the kids. The kids are always to speak out because elders never listen to or accept their view. Even the babies in the womb are affected by the atmosphere around their mom lives in. That's why it is told that to keep the mothers happier. When you have calm and quiet environment, we can do more productive work as a student. I know that whenever the teacher yells at us, it feels bad, and if we don't take it as a motivation, everything is good. Otherwise, the class lecture sucks. We love peaceful songs, soothing songs more. It calms us down just the way it feels right when we just cuddle a person for hours. That peace, being with somebody, the voice makes us so awesome. It makes us fall in love, right? Am I so right? Am I right? These people around me are sucking, man. They're just talking in the middle, and I just hate it. Now, yeah, coming back to the topic, again, I'm shouting. That's very bad. You should have a silent voice now or whenever you're going to speak later on. So thanks for tuning in with me, April Autumn. You can connect with me on Instagram at AprilAutumn12. Happy catching with you guys. I'll be catching with you very, very soon.